Blog Talk Radio.
Real Radio. Ladies and gentlemen, part two, January 19th, Real Radio Show. Giving you the information you've been looking for. I love everything that's been going on. We were just talking about, solar panels. Before we go to solar panels, also, it's tomorrow. I hear reports that suggest female genitalia mutilation is down, so that's good. Many dedicated relationships and commitments are made. That's good also, okay, because we want functional vagina lips and clitoris that are stimulatable, okay? So that's a good thing. Solar panels. I need some solar panels. Manufacturers. I'm looking for inexpensive solar panel manufacturer new commercials for. Sponsor me. Endorse me. All I need, that's all I need. I'm looking at building a community tiny house. I'm going to build a model house first. And I need a solution for a tiny house with 12-volt plug outlet that will run a computer 24 hours a day and a couple other appliances. A really, really super-duper inexpensive solution. Something we can sell hundreds, thousands, or even millions times over. Okay, you like working with me. I work and can distribute the product to hundreds, thousands, even millions who need it. What does it take? A couple solar panels, a battery, a transformer, a converter, some wires. That doesn't cost me. I could probably do that for, what, $300, $400, something, you know. I need a solution like that. Not just one of these little, you know, couple batteries. Even if we have to make a solution that's inexpensive, we can work together. I could work with you, put it together. And or a company is just for us. Let's make the inexpensive solution, okay, for some of these houses that we make, these tiny houses. Speaking of houses, KB Homes is a really incredible solution, okay? Kind of like anybody remember Davis' Home in Carrington in Houston? Sorry, we had Davis. KB Homes is a really nice solution. I remember getting my first zero down KB home approval. And some people confuse how moving into a house works. You know, I figure if I get a zero down authorization, all of a sudden my business partners are moving me into a home. I figure, you know, it was the same situation. I guess I was blessed though. You know, when I met Ron and Ralph, you know, Ralph, cool guys. I really appreciate you guys extending yourselves. You know, and you ever meet somebody, look like somebody else, you know, whatever your name is, I love you tremendously for being a blessed person, okay? However, like, Ralph, Ronnie, Ricky, and Mike, y'all remember that? You all are wonderful. I really enjoy it. However, I really need to stay a little bit longer. I probably should have stayed there a few more months, another 3 months to actually get it right. So you guys, man, I probably need to get back in there for like a week or so, a month, so I can. You know, when you move from a house and move to another house, you know, you're supposed to get all your stuff. And then you got to tell her, yeah, from inside out, I got to tell our neighbors I'm leaving. Not abruptly. I mean, spiritually, you know, there's so much currency that's still in that house. People don't know. So I really need to get that out, even if it's just a day for a week, you know. And you get, or even if you just walk it out. I've been on the radio before, by the way. Morning show. I've been on KGLH before for a company I work with, by the way. ETV Commerce, local net. One Star Radio. You know who I heard about recently? Tiger Woods. Tiger. What's going on? You know, I love watching Tiger play golf because he was always winning. It reminded me of Serena playing at the Wimbledon. Tiger used to always go get his, you know, his little green jacket, little green coat. Don't hurt nobody. Trophy, all that. It just looked good. talk about you, man. I pray everything's all right. Because somebody said something, didn't nothing happen at the time. Talking about messing around doing number. But then, you got to do something else. Clothing. We can make it together. Okay? All the rest of y'all, stop hating. You ever hear about somebody getting paid for hating on another person? Sublimely, though. You know, you like my style. What does another guy or girl look like telling you or anything else sublimely or anything else, attending mind control or subliminal suggestions that would tell you not to like me when you do like me? Who does that? It's like a second thought. Wait a minute. Your first thought is I like you, then they're sitting over there trying to push thoughts into your mind. You didn't really like me. I don't like him. I do like him. You know you love me. You love me. Those aren't my thoughts. Those haters putting thoughts in my mind. You try making me think I was thinking that when I wasn't. I like me also. You like me. Keep liking me. I'm the winner. Okay? If it tells you to, if they tell you in your mind, it doesn't mean you should. Wait. Who is they? Who or what is it? Listen to yourselves. It told me to. They told me to. Who told you? The voices in your mind? Look, don't do anything you shouldn't do. You generally don't do and or anything that harms or takes away from another just because because it says, okay, you start sounding like the people in death row or something, or people in prison or the loony house. It told me to, man. It was in my mind. It just said. What said? Who said? Where? Who said? Who told you to do that? y'all love you. I'm just messing. How do I feel about male escorting? Have a girl ask me about this. How do I feel about good question. I've had some male escorting ads. Yeah. Some marketing sites before. I didn't really get any real results, though. You know, $100, $300, for the nights and weekends, between $500 to $5,000. It depends. I have to like the girl. The client has to actually appeal to me. I can't do anybody I don't like. You know, I mean, I had a few experiences that really made me realize it matters who I'm with. You know what I'm saying? I don't mind escorting somebody to the show or to the war, spending some moments with people. You know, going up to the mountains or the observatory. Obviously. If we're friends, I don't really, you know, it doesn't cost anything. It's free to be friends or family or, you know, with somebody that I really enjoy being around. You know, it doesn't cost anything. However, I do have to survive, though. Especially when I'm spending moments with somebody I probably wouldn't have been with unless they asked and requested me. Some people, however, are busy and just want to be with you for now and think about, you know, and think about me when we're together, and that's it. You know, I, you know what? I'm drug and disease free. I'm filled with love. You know, I don't mind. People love me. You know, I mean, I've been celibate for the most part. I haven't been doing that really. However, I don't mind. You know, another thing. Just because somebody's celibate doesn't mean there's something wrong with them. You know, a lot of times people getting themselves together for the person that's supposed to be with, you know. I don't, however, seek any clients who are married or have a boyfriend for close relationships, that is. Obviously, if you purchase products or an album or some T-shirts or buy a multi-million-dollar property or something, utilizing services or other things that are acceptable for married people, then it's okay. To be mine, however, I don't cross the church or seek any baby daddy drama. Don't want a man calling you wondering where you are when we're alone. Actually, you could cut the phone off altogether or mute the phone when we're together. You're the girl outdoors. The young lady love I seek whom is real, ready. Real and ready. Real. to make an investment into your future, into my future. We invest in each other. You ever want a man to show you how you're supposed to make love? Really? I mean, you ever tell you what you're supposed to do to be a real lady? Yeah, this part of maturing, this is important. This is the point in your living experience where Daddy KB, a.k.a. Trilliano, teaches you about intimacy. I see, Rihanna. First, you want this. Listen, you wait in to embrace me, okay? You, all your living experience has been waiting for me. The one who really loves you, ever the one who really loves you, to even notice you. I notice you. You stand out from the crowd to me, okay? You've touched your body, feeling good, excited, rubbing your firm, perky, perfect breast and nipples while you thinking about me. You know, you lay in your bed, nude, posing, arching your back, spreading your legs, fantasizing about me, stimulating me, massaging your breast, touching you, kissing you, making your whole body feel good. Pull me close to you with your mind, placing my throbbing penis right at your vaginal opening, wet and slippery. Instead of your finger rubbing gently, you reach down and softly rub my penis and take me into your hand and rub your clitoris and vagina open and with my penis as you put me inside just enough to feel the opening. You feel so complete with me inside as you move your vagina slowly forward in a slight thrust to envelop my penis head with your healthy, wet, ready vagina. Feels so good. Just enough that you begin coming immediately as the pressure for the first ever pushes your bladder forward enough for the G-spot to start a climatic shiver. Tremble. Your living uterus gushing on my penis head and shaft as you possess my essence, winning your celestial union as such incredible sensations to your body signal that you want more. You begin to let go as your spirit matures instantly, passionately, and impressively, causing me to yield to your femininity, the lady you are to become. Becoming the lady you are is upon you. Your vagina is so wet. We're becoming one. You want me more and more. Every day, you got me, actually. Every day, you think about the moment you look me in the eyes and climax with me inside you. You giving your all to me like a good girl should. And I provide you refuge spiritually, mentally, and physically. You feel safe with me. Your flush skin, not quite as sweat, however, moist all over now, kissing me, holding me, us running our fingers in each other's hair, our tongues meeting. Yeah. I know you love me. You want to be with me? All right, so, charge, I'm the one in charge. I'm the one you listen to, and I'm the one you listen to. If you see me out there in the street music, Ground Squad, Metro, if I look good, great. If I look mean, it's probably because I'm thinking about being with you also. And you know, it's rough. I'm thinking about being with you, and I'm sitting there, and I already talking for it. Woo, probably got some of the officers and agents work. It's unbelievable. I believe it's believable. If I'm not talking, it's because I probably don't think it will get the results I'm looking for right now, because both of us are on the way somewhere. If you can go with me, you know, we can go to the beach and walk on the beach for a while and just spend some quality moments together, probably be back pretty quickly, really, so that both of us can get back to where we're supposed to be. Well, if you have a day off, remember in school, high school, remember at Westchester, I said, meet me at the flagpole, or days when we get out early. Were there ever days that school started late? Just sitting there with you in my presence turns me on. If not, however, you had to text me. You know, I could call you back or text me, and I tell me, and it tells me that you can tell me that you're calling. Like, if you call me, I have no idea what the number is. You got to text me and say, this is my number right here. I'm about to call you in a few minutes. I'm not really that hard to find. I'm right around the corner. I'm not hard to find. I'll answer when I see it's your number, you know what I'm saying, when I see it's you text, the number you text me from. Talk to me on the phone, you know what I'm saying? We can plan on getting together, even if it's for a few minutes. But stop. Together, alone, a kiss, my tongue, inside your mouth. You pull my hands toward your chest, and I awaken and wake up, and you wake up, and together we wake up, fulfilled by each other's love after the rest didn't quite choir words. Woo! I do dress between, I do dress better when I'm planning on actually being with a girl versus just out going to and fro on the metro. Okay? I need some clients also. Y'all, somebody show me some love here. Affection. If you want to be with me but can't make an investment, I would never have, like, been concerned about money. However, some of you ladies have debt. I ain't even going to kid you. You know, you have to pay for some good. Some of y'all ladies been around, like, the world turning. For clear persons, that's not as desirable as another clear mate. I probably, personally, have been around the block, you know, a little bit. However, they made the block for a reason, you know. I mean, I haven't really dated. I mean, I had a couple girlfriends, you know. A couple ladies, lady friends, you know what I'm saying? All of us have a bunch of friends. I mean, everybody been at school with thousands of friends. I mean, I have 200 friends. However, I need the currency to be with some of y'all. I need that compensation for the difference of currency to do you the way you need me to. Some of y'all like me, you know. Want a man that can really love you right. Like escorting, even if a female wanted me to walk her out on the beach, hold her hand, sit in front of the fire, I could use some clients. I'd be set if I had like 5 clients a week. I told my homegirl that massages. I could be set if I had 5 clients a week. I only need 10 clients total. Even at $100 each, I could like see you every other week. If it was just like for an hour or so, imagine me giving you a full body rub with oil. Or if I just had one really super good, generous client who takes care of all my needs. All I need is a nice luxury car, pay for a house. I better give you anything you want. I probably appeal to, like, beautiful celebrity ladies most, I'm saying. I do believe, however, like, that beautiful young girls like me the most all around the world. Victoria Viktorovna, KT Gymnastica, I want to see you both in the U.S. performing gymnastics and piano. However, you probably are you probably want to like me the most. You're the one who would show me how much you really like me. I've had to say about the ladies, Russians, so wonderful. When you're good, love's free. I'm playing some shows, though, now, VIP parties, Campus Land Cuties, clubcampusland.com. This is the way we can meet also. Once you start using love as your correction, you can't even really ever use aggressive forms of control. You know, yelling, verbal abuse, and hitting, all of that, et cetera, all emotionally scar your love and affection interactions with your mates or your youth that you're raising. Stay away from aggression and embrace new and exciting, happy, positive, and loving ways interact with your youth and ensure they're compliant and in accordance with your desires. Okay? Even without touching you to see your beauty, you scantily clad in near nakedness, to have been blessed with your angelic presence as you lay with me peaceably, your naked chest against my person, without ever touching you sensually, the entire creation moves as a well-oiled machine, a heavenly cloud lifted up on high. All things are graced with perfection, and your soft kindness along with me, a gift. Resonating vibrations in love, just a moment in creation, forever in a second with you, eternal. To have children with me, you must connect with me personally. My penis head must sit at your vaginal opening and threshold and or enter your vagina. Both of us knew, fantasize about you and me, me and you. Anybody ever have dreams? I had a dream that this girl wanted to show me her body so much, she walked downstairs nude in the middle of the night, put her panties on the edge of the couch, on top of her school clothes, and told me to look at them. I think she told me lick her panties, like lick, you know, part where her vagina is. I'm thinking, well, it's a dream. If you came downstairs in my dream, why don't you just open your legs and I lick in between your legs? I understand. I mean, I'm dreaming. I'm like, it's my dream. Why don't you just lay on the couch? So then I started laying on the couch. I had to take control of my dream. I had to get that, you know, make love in my dream. So I'm just show you the whole crotch and run into the next room giggling, don't they? Kids, you know. All kids do that, though. You ever had a kid, like, do that to you? Man, anything for. I used to run around nude when I was little, though. However, my mom wasn't even really that, like, a nudie type, really. I think my mom, like, was supposed to be, like, was supposed to get consecrated after graduating from St. Mary's or something. Like, St. Mary's, I think that's where all the nuns are. She was supposed to become a nun, though. So, I think. I mean, if you go to St. Mary's, aren't you supposed to, like, become a nun? I don't disrespect your order, though. Didn't stop me from walking around nude, though, and needing to see nude female humans. Do you realize we on the rise? I think we talked about this on the other show, however. That nudity only matters to a small part of society that didn't reveal what they were hiding under their clothes. Batman, Thor, Superman. They say the real original superheroes actually grow wings and cover their wings up with their capes. Maybe some human beings have multiple arms and legs or different looking genitals or something. Like a man in black. Interesting looking beings, huh? What if we're like the different looking human beings, the different looking beings to some? Huh? What have you done to me, scientist? Is it possible that we even used to have wings? Full body hair and or other features that were normal for humans? Who has information on what the effects separating babies from their umbilical cord are? Consuming flesh is bad. What are the effects? Carcinogens. Huh? I do believe there is a scientific research project going on here on this planetary surface. Let's see what the effects are when we do natural human birth, etc. What are the correct reproductive methods when we are changing spiritually, physically, and mentally? Were we aquatic beings, mostly, at one point? Are we aquatic now if someone would just teach us how to regulate oxygen underwater correctly and swim, maybe with our Eustachian tubes? Did we fly at once? Can we fly now? These are all questions that are coming in from the youth and from the people. How do we get the most out of our bodies? What can we do to make our bodies feel good about, to feel good the most? Like, what do we do, girls? What makes your body feel good the most? Welcome me to find an answer. This is our research and development, not somebody else's. Some research pays also, so we can do some research. International U.S. Operations Physiology Research and Development. Who's interested in feeling good without drugs? Who wants to figure out what makes us work best? Huh? What keeps us young and youthful? How to love a man? Huh? All you maturing girls who secretly think about loving a man. I just need one. Work with me. We pay for research and development. The Physics Research Institute also provides housing, fancy luxurious cars, experiencing, and exciting opportunities for girls who are interested. So make sure that those who are interested work with me. A wrong doesn't make a right. If someone is wrong, being wrong to that person makes you both wrong. Like energy, a negative current doesn't make another negative current positive. The same thing applies with current. One person, however, meeting another person in a positive primary organizational network can produce incredible current connecting. Okay. Remember, connecting with positive people works. And I'm positive, meaning I'm a really great positive person. Like I'm upbeat. You know? That might not mean, positive might not mean good thing to some people. I mean, it's good to me. Has anybody ever heard putting living vegetarian, heard about putting living vegetarian in a female vagina? I'm researching this. Many young ladies coming to me asking to elaborate on what that system is that hospitals and medical professionals and practitioners don't do publicly and or anymore for some. What is that system? I don't know. All these different theories, eggplants, cucumbers, giant ladies sitting on trees for comfort. Are these just creative girls fantasizing, or is there a health benefit or risk involved here? Is there something that actually stops, period? Some say we're not supposed to have been putting anything in the vagina at all, not even the penis. Well, my penis is good. What's my take on it, girls? That really are interested need to keep anything out of their vaginas, and let me show you personally. Okay, the vagina is for reproduction. The two reproductive organs go together, penis and vagina. What goes in the lock? A key, right? Who gave us that information? The manufacturer who made that lock, right? Okay, think. When you're unsure, ask the creator who made it. I'm a creator. I'll tell you so you'll have increasing understanding or keeps understanding and guide you. I can tell you what goes there like daughters. Okay? Seek your dad's love. Seek dad's love. Affection. Understanding. Cleave to your father. If he's somewhere else, some of your fathers out there say, if I'm somewhere else, seek me. Seek him. Don't give your love to anybody without your father's instruction. It's very important. Okay? Your father will tell you what the truth is. Even for foster kids, I recommend you join the Teen Scene page on Facebook, facebook.com/Teen Scene Radio. And work with the Royal Court and or KB Kids programs that provide you the correct information. Hygiene, love, reproduction, finance, owning a home, transportation, happiness, network, success, wealth, creating memorable moments, love, reproducing. Start here. Okay? I'm making a show called Baby Makers, where we take a perfect virgin lady and procreate naturally. However, we have to correct methods to how to make love. Okay? Or at least, you know, some ladies that are close to her. Help you all. Help me. Help me. You're a good girl. Good girls excite me. You ever wake up excited? Girl, you know what I'm talking about bed wet, vagina so excited, you thought you urined in the bed. Some of y'all did. Y'all know what I'm talking about. However, some of y'all are learning how excited vaginas work, secreting, maturing. I mean, I've seen 17-year-olds who had no idea how to clean their vaginas or no idea what was going on with their vagina, about to turn 18. Some of y'all need instruction. If daddy wasn't telling you, I'll tell you. If you didn't have daddy there, I'll tell you. If I wasn't there, I'll tell you. And some of me, some of that. You ready for reproducing? You need a dad anyway when you're ready to reproduce, because dad's going to have to make sure you have your own house, make sure you have your cars. I'll be your daddy. That's why you call me daddy. Call me daddy, girl. No disrespect to the fathers, though, around the world. Good girls excite me. Also, I wake up in the middle of the night, the morning occasionally. There you are, exciting me. It excites me also when you're excited. Just like females' nipples get hard, so does a man's penis. It's normal. Nothing wrong with that. It's how the good people networks work. When you're good, that's how it works. It happens to parents, awesome. It happens to, I say, yeah, feeling good. Who obviously have good operating reproductive organs. Okay, some say they're horny, throbbing. It feels good, though. So, makes me feel good also when you do what I ask you to do. Okay, when you show me your love. Listen, that's important. Girl, show me your love. Some parents are outraged in some families. You sound like Chester the Molester. You do sexual. I don't want my daughter as a mother in a rape. Listen to that stuff. On and on. Again. Listen, these are natural networks that perpetuate natural birth. Okay? I've had one or two girls say things before, however, later, they told me, I just didn't have any idea how to tell you that I was attracted to you and at that age was yearning to reproduce, and you the man I chose. You have to hear to use natural spirits calling out creation for the right creation for the rights to reproduce all over the planet, in all ages. The authorities all around the planet must yield to nature now. Believe in natural healing, maturity, and reproducing. Oh, this is legal, by the way. Call me. I say, when you're ready to make love and reproduce, yield, I say, to any force other than intimacy from the heavens. My name is not Chester, by the way. I said I went to Westchester High. I'm saying don't molest her. Okay? You can get intimate, however, be good. Men, in all ages, races, professions, and global regions, especially the officials, executives, citizens, parents, teach her, show her affection and adoration, raise her, and reproduce with me and all young ladies in need. Love one another as I love you. It is written. The original version said, all around the planet and beyond, prepare to reproduce all us together simultaneously. I see me in all you. See you all in me. See us in ourselves. Let us reproduce together as a planet and see eternal living. When I enter into the womb, you all in all your prospective locations prepare to win with adoration, enter into your creational blessing. Millions, billions together with love. Do you understand? Okay. Is everybody with me? Okay. And then everybody feels good. Like any tail light. When you open your legs and I can see your love. Like coming to the library with no panties on and showing me. Some of y'all can't take it, can you? Especially some of y'all mature people. Man, girls do this. And laugh. Just like they laugh when they two or three run around naked with no clothes on. Ariel! Ortega, how you doing? I'm here. What's going on? Hey, Nene. Just like they take their leotards off after ballet and run around laughing, giggling. I got some goddaughters the same way. Ballet, gymnastics. Y'all do the same. We all do the same thing. Love your bodies, okay? These girls are nowadays so mature, they're taking care of their parents. Have to come home and tell their parents what to do. Every household is different, though. It's not the same every household. Some of these girls have to bring home the current for the household, like I was saying before. Everybody isn't the same. Some parents praying for a way. How are we going to make it? Lord, help me. Lordy, Lordy, little Lord, help me. Little Lord, just bless me. I take my daughter to the table, man. If it could just make a way for our family. Well, you got a family like that, you don't turn no love like that. You understand me? Okay? And I'm not turning no love. Some aren't as fortunate as others. So some households need the love less. I can see when someone is in need. Give thanks and praise, omnipotent living Lord. Or you beautiful young things on the metro in the back, no panties on. Just for my living Lord, my King, she said to me. I've had a few girls say it while opening their legs so I could see. We old enough here, you know, we mature. Listen, we're not about to make love. I mean, that's cool. I've seen some vaginas before. I mean, from one day old all the way up to, you know, I mean, a vagina is something every female in this world has, not like an abnormal thing. It's not like something I've been deprived of. It's just like penis. I have penis all my living experience. I'm not deprived of penis. Some of you ladies never seen a man. Some of you girls never seen a man's penis. I'm thinking, you know, if you're going there with your dad or guardian or whoever, I mean, I walk around nude all the time. However, to me, a penis isn't anything abnormal because I have one. To you, a vagina is not abnormal. A breast not abnormal because you have those. I mean, for you young ladies that haven't grown breasts yet, I mean, you know, you got nipples. You can walk around on the beach without a shirt just like everybody else. You know what I'm saying? It's not abnormal. Just like everybody has one. Pardon my French. Posterior. My mama says posterior. Everybody else, butt, booty. All kinds of booty butt. However, posterior. So, some girls don't mind giving me a kiss on the metro. You know that. I go sit in the back. They come sit back and give me a kiss or something. You know, show me some love. There are all kind of beautiful things going on in this world. That's why I love this world. However, I'm looking for somebody who could be my friend enough to where, you know, we can go somewhere and be alone. You know, I'm not really, you know, we need to go somewhere and be alone. We need to be friends to the point to where we can mate and become intimate. Just sitting around on a bus in the library, you just showing me your pelvic area without panties on. I mean, that's great, but that's like, that's not even a tease. It's kind of disrespectful if you're not really. But if you just, however, if you're young and you just want me to, I mean, I've actually looked around, not even been looking, you know, and then all of a sudden got me a little glimpse. However, it's a blessing, you know, I guess. That does something for some people. Just, you know, stay positive, stay focused, stay A+. You know, make sure you do what you're supposed to, you know. Because having some blessings like that, having that current, having a high current like that means that you a good girl, and you just have to keep being good. You have to keep being good, girl. Okay? Because I love you. I make love to you right on the spot. Reproduce, move you into a nice big house with a luxury car. I would. You need to tell your mom so we can get together. Because some of these parents, some of y'all parents need to get out of these apartments also. And when we go worldwide with this multi-million dollar expansion, billions, y'all need to put in your order so you can live good. When y'all had children, you knew one day your child would reproduce with somebody. It's not misappropriated or anything. We're not going outside. Plan for your children's future. Plan for your daughter's future. Okay, we're about to end the show in a couple minutes. Look, I talking about the kiss on the metro. Don't do that. Protesting some ladies who wish they could get the same thing. Y'all talking about kiss stuff. When in spirit, they say, girl, get that kiss, why you kiss that man? Share some love. More than 80% of the older mature elders will tell you quick, fast. Will tell you quick, fast, girl, reproduce. Like I was saying earlier, share your love with the man you choose or the man that's right for you. And I'm the man you choose. I'm the man that's right for you. Okay? You, however, must mate correctly with me. And that's what we're talking about here. Some girls saying, I don't want a little boy. I want a man. I need a man. A man that's street. I didn't really grow up on the street, though. I'm not really like street. However, I had to get out here and get some street. I thought girls like street. I don't know. This street music is working all day long. Some can make it feel good on the metro, love on the metro. I recommend a quiet walk on the beach. Mating correctly is different for different people, so you and I can learn what the best mating techniques for us are. Just sitting around across the bus is beginning, okay? I recommend masturbating, somebody said. I said, I don't really recommend masturbating. However, for those of you who already do that, you know, direct some of that energy into exercising your whole body in addition to your pelvic area. Eating healthy and focusing on us, spending more quality moments together. Okay? Love. This is Real Radio. I love you. Okay? Real Radio is a one-star radio show. And visit us this coming Thursday for your Real Radio. Real Radio is a one-star radio experience. You can visit us at teensceenedream@gmail.com or Facebook.com, search for Real Radio. Okay, also email us at sciagency1@gmail.com. And we'll talk to you. We're going to have another Real Radio show email in the very near future. And I'll get that for you for our next Real Radio show. Have an incredible evening.